This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. As we sit down to the annual feast, things will look a little different in many homes across the country. We face down a tremendous health challenge to the entire globe. Many of us are not getting together or getting together virtually. However it looks for you and your family, remember, we still have a lot to be thankful for. However, there's a bit of a dark cloud on an otherwise joyous occasion, and that's for the American farmer. As we sit down to our Thanksgiving meals, we should take a moment and realize that while farmers put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into their livelihoods of feeding the world, they don't seem to get back as much in terms of value on the Thanksgiving dollar. In fact, for every dollar spent on the Thanksgiving feast, the farmers only see 11.9 cents, according to the National Farmers Union. Also, there are people who are out of work or facing reduced hours because of the economic strain of the pandemic. The NFU believes we could and should be doing more to help assure those who are having to make difficult decisions not have to worry about food. We hear more right after this.
November is full of observances which tie into the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Look at ways your farm can contribute to the benefit of your local community. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue talks about the changed feelings we'll see at this year's Thanksgiving table. He reminds us that many are struggling to get by because of COVID effects and the rate of unemployment.
Ordinarily, Thanksgiving is a time to gather with our loved ones and enjoy a big meal. But for many Americans, the typical food-filled get-together won't be possible. And not just because of public health concerns. With millions out of work and no additional government support in sight, the cost of traditional holiday foods may simply be out of reach for some families.
LaRue says that there's a long way to go with economic recovery. However, we can still provide for those who are facing uncertain times by investing more into the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. That program was a highly contested piece in the past few farm bills.
As cases continue to rise across the country and safety measures are put in place, it's clear we have a long ways to go with economic recovery. In the meantime, it is a moral imperative that we ensure every single American has access to the food they need. By far the most cost-effective and efficient way legislators can achieve that is by expanding SNAP benefits.
When it comes to the small amount that farmers make on their hard work, LaRue cites the fact that there is so little competition in the processing of food products, particularly meat. LaRue says that antitrust laws need to be enforced or stiffened to ensure a more vibrant workplace. We've said in the past that when President Theodore Roosevelt decided to take on the meatpacking industry, he was appalled that 60% of production was controlled by six companies. Over 100 years later, four companies control 85% of the market.
Lax antitrust enforcement has allowed just four corporations to take over 85% of beef slaughtering and packing in the United States. As a result, those companies are able to manipulate farmers' and consumers' prices to their advantage. And as we've seen again and again, they do just that. The key to ensuring farmers a fair price isn't by charging consumers astronomical prices, it's breaking up these companies and restoring competition to the market.
These issues are not just facing us on the fourth Thursday of November. It's happening all year round. So as you gather around the Thanksgiving table this year, be thankful not only for what you have, but for those who are willing to work hard to put food on your table. Think of those less fortunate than yourself and find ways to help them all year round. We're all in this together. Happy Thanksgiving. For Profit Matters, on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.